step round to the village as quickly as possible. Even now it may be too late. And fetch the doctor. But don't you bother. It's only a trouble. Perhaps we may as well let things take their course.
Why, what do you want a doctor for? Inquired the Rat, coming closer and examining him. He certainly lay very still and flat, and his voice was weaker, and his manner much changed. Look here, old man, said the Rat, beginning to get rather alarmed. Of course I'll fetch a doctor too, if you really think you want him. But you can hardly be bad enough for that yet. Let's talk about something else.
I fear, dear friend, said Toad, with a sad smile, that talk can do little in a case like this, or doctors either, for that matter. Still, one must grasp at the slightest straw. And, by the way, while you're about it, I hate to give you additional trouble, but I happen to remember that you will pass the door. Would you mind at the same time asking the lawyer to step up?
A lawyer? Oh, he must be really bad, the affrighted Rat said to himself as he hurried from the room, not forgetting, however, to lock the door carefully behind him. So he ran off to the village on his errand of mercy. The Toad, who had hopped lightly out of bed as soon as he heard the key turned in the lock, watched him eagerly from the window till he disappeared down the carriage drive. Then, laughing heartily, he dressed as quickly as possible in the smartest suit he could lay his hands on at the moment, filled his pockets with cash, which he took from a small drawer in the dressing table, and next, knotting the sheets from his bed together and tying one end of the improvised rope round the central mullion of the handsome Tudor window which formed such a feature of his bedroom, he scrambled out, slid lightly to the ground, and taking the opposite direction to the Rat, marched off light-heartedly, whistling a merry tune. It was a gloomy luncheon for Rat when the Badger and the Mole at length returned, and he had to face them at table with his pitiful and unconvincing story. "He did it awfully well," said the crestfallen Rat.
"He did you awfully well," rejoined the Badger hotly. "However, talking won't mend matters. He's got clear away for the time, that's certain. And the worst of it is, he'll be so conceited with what he'll think is his cleverness that he may commit any folly. We'd better continue to sleep at Toad Hall for a while longer. Toad may be brought back at any moment, on a stretcher, or between two policemen."
Meanwhile, Toad was walking briskly along the high road, some miles from home. He almost danced along the road in his satisfaction and conceit.
"Smart piece of work, that!" he remarked.